What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
So I'm at a point of the season, and there will be series that are worth recapping. I don't have a lot of interest in going back through the specifics of the Philly series. I've got to three of those games, which is great. Today's game, defensively, was a mess. They had three errors. There were some moments you could pull out of it with the Cruz play at the plate, which was a beautiful throw from right field. Offensively, obviously, plenty of hits, plenty of runs. But over the course of four games, here's what I would say, specifically in the first, really throughout the series, they hung with Philadelphia. I mean, the Phillies are a World Series caliber team. I think they have a chance to win the title this year. They should get to the NLCS. They should be able to win a series. They're not completely healthy, but they got Bohm back during this series. Of course, he homered in the finale. They get Nola back. He makes his first start on Sunday. Didn't go great. They lose Zach Wheeler. They had the Yoan Duran scare. There was a 10-minute delay as if, you know, his leg was about to get amputated. I still don't know exactly what happened with that. I'm assuming the stage was in the way and they couldn't get a cart out. But, you know, we thought, oh, my God, he just ruptured his Achilles or something. Like, this is going on forever. And then he told everyone he was 100% shortly thereafter. But regardless, the four-game series comes and goes. I think what needs to be talked about was Saturday's masterpiece from Cade Cavalli. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for so long, we've just talked about the possibilities with Cade and what he's capable of. And I understand why people have gotten cynical and do the eye roll thing whenever – you know, we update him or talk about him because it feels like he's been around for a million years. He's 27 years old, but he's made four big league starts now, three this season. And what he did against Philadelphia is to me, that's like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme of him like sitting on the couch, like pointing, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you see, this is the thing. You saw it, I think, in his debut when he only threw 4 1/3 scoreless, but he was touching 100 against the A's and just blowing dudes away. And then in this Phillies game, it was only five strikeouts. Most of them were very early, by the way. It was a lot of weak contact as the game went on. But seven shutout, seven hits, pitching out of jams. I mean, it's really, really, really good front of the rotation stuff. 96 to 98 that day. Curveball, awesome. Changeup, sick. Like, you know, jokingly, me and Zuckerman were talking in the press box after his Oakland outing. I keep calling it Oakland, the A's, what the unaffiliated A's. But like, we're like, this is Strasburg-esque repertoire. Like, it's crazy when he's on how good and sexy the stuff is. But if you can't get excited about the Cade Cavalli outing against Philly, then this probably ain't for you the rest of the way, man, because there's just not going to be a whole lot for you. And how a guy like Cade Cavalli finishes the season is one of the big stories. And like, that got the heartbeat going for me. That was awesome. In a game, by the way, where Jose Ferrer, who's been really good since they gave him a bigger role. Like, they sometimes this is a thing. You trade Kyle Finnegan, you sit him down and you go, okay, you're the closer now. Good luck. Well, he's not really getting any save chances, but seven appearances, a 2 ERA, last 15 appearances, a 1.7 ERA. He was pumping 101 miles an hour for his two-inning outing. And between him and Cavalli and a shutout of one of the best lineups in the league, that was one of the most fun days I've had at Nats Park in a couple years.
Yeah, to me, Saturday's game, it's a shame because so many fans are checked out where this team is at, but that's the win of the year, just in terms of expectations, the team you're playing, and to go out there and perform the way that they did. Woods, the one who drives in the couple of runs that they scored to win 2-0, shutting out a Phillies lineup who is fighting for everything right now. They're trying to win the division or at least stay ahead of the wild card, regardless of how it works with them and the Mets. Cade Cavalli, I don't know that you would call seven hits and only five strikeouts dominant, but it felt dominant, Grant, where you're able to go out there and get early strikeouts, like you said, eight swings and misses on the curveball of 15 swings, 12 whiffs overall. Like, that was what you dreamt on when Cade Cavalli was injured and everybody would keep talking about him. And I'll admit,
I was out at that day. I was in the crowd, so I wasn't in the press box, like, tracking it. Did he touch 99? I thought he was mostly like 96, 97, 98.
It has Savant has his top at 99.7. So,
oh wow, he touch 100. Okay.
Yeah, he got up there. But my thing is, when you look at what he was able to do, I'll admit that I was one that kind of was like, all right, I'll believe it when I see it. But now that you see the stuff back in the rotation, it's something that he's the second best pitcher. And if he can get out there and be consistent, he'd be knocking on the door with Mackenzie Gore up there at the top in terms of stuff and being able to put it together. Now, again, you can't make any overarching takeaways or anything for Cavalli, because the big thing for him is staying healthy. But what you saw in this outing is exactly why he was drafted in the first round, exactly why he was the top pitching prospect for this team. And so seeing that on the field now, really for the first time like that, now you can dream on that. Now it's okay. Can you get back to having more of those sorts of outings? He's not going to go out there and give you seven scoreless every time, but can you get to a guy who can go give you six innings and be reliable and be someone that's a part of the future? Because I'd kind of written it off as something that injuries had derailed him so much that it was like, again, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, if you watch Saturday's game, you saw it. And now it's just about keeping him healthy and finding a way to build on that. And now suddenly a rotation that looked very discouraging, frankly, for everybody outside of Gore and I guess Lord now being back in the rotation. Suddenly now you look at it, and then depending upon what they do with Gore, Cavalli building off of that, Lords look really, really good. Can you build the three of those guys? And now suddenly you're like, oh, okay, you're three-fifths of the way to a rotation. And there's Irvin or Parker, whatever it may be. But now having Cavalli show that in a big league game against a really, really good lineup, you're 100% right. That's something that you're going to want to watch every fifth day down the stretch to see how he builds off this and continues to go the rest of the way.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
As I said earlier, this may not be the pod to do it, but Toby and I are going to have maybe we should do a little update like every pod. It could actually just be a fun thing when there's nothing else going on. But Team Lyle versus Team Hassel. And as a caveat, I would say I actually really like Robert Hassel as well. And I'd imagine
we both like Dalen.
Yeah. I think you like both guys, just like I like both guys. But in this kind of debate as to, you know, who do you like more, or like in a world where they got to trade one of them and keep one of them, I like Lyle more. Now, they may end up having to make the decision for other reasons, whether that's needing an extra center fielder if Jacob Young's not going to be around or whatever. Hassel's a much better defender. I don't know that he's better at anything else than Dalen Lyle, though. Dalen Lyle's kind of been my most underrated prospect in the system for a few years now, and you've seen it at the big league level. Over his last 15 games, he's hitting .310 with an OPS over 800. In fact, over his last 30 games, he's hitting over .270 with an OPS over .750. You know, which is basically above big league average in a 30 game sample here for him. The power is going to keep coming. You saw a home run against the Phillies going back to, I guess it was Friday night, but he had a two hit, two RBI game on the 17th, just continues to swing a good stick, hitting about .300 and slugging about .500 over the last seven as he's 8 for 27. But Hassel can do other things, right? I think Lyle's faster and has a better hitter, but like Hassel can play all three outfield positions really well and could actually be an above average center fielder from what we've seen. Dalen Lyle has really struggled defensively to this point.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I've called it the Hassel Hive or the Lyle Pile. I'd be a part of the Hassel Hive because it's just, I think they're so comparable in terms of what they give you. So I don't think there's a wrong answer, but I would give the edge to Lyle in terms of the hit tool. I think the power, they're probably negligible. I think his runners, Lyle probably has him slightly. I think Hassel's underrated as a runner. But defensively, I think it's head and shoulders Hassel above Lyle. So that's kind of why I would lean Robert Hassel, because he's someone that I don't know that the same reason that we talked about Dylan Cruz being better in center field versus right field is kind of the same discussion you're going to have if you're going to have one of these guys be your third outfielder. Neither one's going to provide you a lot of power. So if that's the case, give me the guy that's the better overall fielder, because I want them to be that fourth outfielder versus a guy who is probably the better hitter. But I don't know that over a 162 game sample, I don't think that it's something where Lyle is head and shoulders in terms of hit tool way above Robert Hassel. I think it's pretty close. So I don't think there's a wrong answer. It's a good spot for this team to be in where they've got a couple of guys that are kind of fighting for it. And that's going to be fun to watch down the stretch here, because, you know, both those guys, I think, are auditioning for their role with the Nationals. But the likelihood is this team isn't going to spend money in free agency. So the way that they're going to have to acquire guys is probably to trade some talent away to get whatever they're looking for, whether it's a first baseman, starting pitching, relievers, whatever it may be. So both, one of, may be on the trading block. And so it's an opportunity for them to not only audition for the Nats, but to audition for all of Major League Baseball. So I think both of them are helpful players. I don't think there's a wrong answer, but I'd lean Robert Hassel. I know you would lean Dalen Lyle.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.